The Catholic Church will release its response to the Child Abuse Royal Commission by the end of the month. And it's fair to say it's highly anticipated and months in the making. The commissioners handed down their report in December last year. Well, the church's response was discussed at a special meeting in Melbourne this week, and church leaders say it's a significant step in the reform process. A decision has also been made to release a report prepared for the church by its Truth, Justice and Healing Council, which was handed to the church leadership earlier this year. But they've ruled out accepting one of the Royal Commission's recommendations: for priests to break the seal of the confessional to report allegations of sexual abuse against children. The Catholic Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Coleridge, is the president of the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference, and he spoke to our reporter Sarah Sedgie.
Once we've published our response document, then we will publish the four volumes of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council final report, which was always our hope and intention, but we weren't willing to publish the Truth, Justice and Healing Council report until, well, one, we'd had a chance to consider it properly, and it's a long and complex document. In fact, it's four volumes. And a chance then to integrate our response to that final report into our response to the Royal Commission's recommendations.
Was there any discussion at this meeting in Melbourne on the recommendation of the Royal Commission regarding priests breaking the seal of confessional?
Yes, there was. There was considerable discussion on that point. So we had a good chance to examine all the issues from various angles, to listen to all the different voices.
And so was there a consensus reached, given that was a recommendation of the Royal Commission?
It was the one recommendation of the Royal Commission that we did not accept. And we'll explain our decision and the logic that underlies it in the document that we're about to publish.
Many priests have said that they would rather go to jail than break the seal of confession. Is that...
No, that is true. And again, that's not just a crazy statement off the top of the head. It has very, very deep roots, both historically and spiritually and theologically. So that would be the almost, I imagine, universal understanding of anyone who has been ordained in the Catholic Church. Now, what we are saying is that this decision of ours not to accept that recommendation does not mean that we are any less committed to child safety than those who have proposed the recommendation and support it. We simply approach it from a different angle, and we will do all in our power to ensure child safety, but we don't regard it as a choice between child safety or the seal of the sacrament. For us, it's both together, and we'll do all in our power, working collaboratively with government where possible, to ensure that it's both child safety and the seal of the sacrament and its inviolability.
And so how can you assure people that child safety will come first when you're not willing to accept this?
No, it's not a question of coming first. Both come first. It's not one or the other. Because, see, in our view, to legislate against the seal of the sacrament would, in fact, not make children any safer. And the legislation that has been proposed moves in a purely hypothetical world. It could be drafted only by those who haven't the slightest idea of how the sacrament works on the ground. So our view is that it doesn't make children any safer, and it does undermine certain rights that are fundamental to a society like ours. So it's bad public policy.
Was the issue of voluntary celibacy for priests discussed? Was that given consideration?
The recommendation of the Royal Commission was that the bishops approach the Holy See, in other words, Rome. Now, we have done that, and we will continue to pursue our discussions with the Holy See on that discipline of clerical celibacy. But again, this doesn't apply simply to Australia. It's a universal discipline, and there was no appetite among the bishops to push the Holy See hard on that issue.
So are you confident that this response that will be issued goes far enough to assure people that the church is reforming and restore the reputation of the church?
Well, as one of the prime architects of this document, yes, I am. This is a document put together with very careful thought, a lot of hard work and intense good faith. And others can make their own judgment, but I think the document does represent a genuine attempt to move us forward on the journey of safeguarding.
The president of the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference and the Catholic Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Coleridge, he was speaking to Sarah Sedgie.